A newly released poll of likely Washington voters indicates that the race for governor is too close to call, with Democrat Jay Inslee slightly ahead. That latest Washington poll indicates that a majority of voters support this year's statewide ballot measures, from same-sex marriage to charter schools and legalization of marijuana. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The latest results of the Washington poll include responses from 632 likely voters. They indicate that the race for governor is virtually tied. Democrat Jay Inslee has a 3-point lead over Republican Rob McKenna, which is within the poll's margin of error. UW political science professor Matt Barreto runs the Washington poll. He says one cue to watch for on election night will be the support McKenna gets in King County. Historically, candidates have needed at least 40% of the vote there to win. Barreto says a majority of independent voters say they support McKenna, but those people are less likely to vote overall. Their turnout will be another crucial question.
They are less likely to be contacted by the parties, less likely to have that strong emotional tie to the parties. But in this very important block here, McKenna does continue to have a very strong lead, and that could be very, very important for him if those independents turn out at high rates.
In the race for attorney general, Bob Ferguson has a 10-point lead over his rival, Reagan Dunn. But Barreto noted that a sizable number of voters, 21%, said they were still undecided in a race that has seen escalating numbers of attack ads. On state ballot measures, the poll suggests that support is building for marijuana legalization and charter schools. The Washington poll surveyed voters earlier in October, and both measures have gained several points since then so that they're well over 50%. Barreto notes that advertising from supporters of the two initiatives has dominated the airwaves.
When you have a very lopsided advertising campaign like you do on 1240 and 502, there's almost been no public debate on those issues. And I think that that, to some extent, you know, is a disservice to voters on both of those initiatives.
The poll finds that support has also remained steady for Referendum 74 to legalize same-sex marriage. But Barreto says issues of values and morality are hard to pin down in voter surveys. In 2009, the ballot measure to enhance domestic partnerships passed, but by a smaller margin than polls had predicted. Barreto says people who opposed the initiative were reluctant to admit that to pollsters. He says that bias may also be a factor for Referendum 74.
We have gone through the data, looked very carefully at places where people may be giving us an inconsistent or a socially desirable answer, not wanting to admit their against the initiative.
Taking that bias into account, Barreto predicts the same-sex marriage referendum will still pass, but more narrowly, 52 to 45%. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.